Good morning. Welcome to our 20th day together. What a precious gift it is to have made this opportunity. I know it sounds fairly simple, really, on the outside, that really all we're doing is taking a half hour in the morning to relax and breathe, to focus and think about our day, think about how we'd like to live it, take some time to cultivate some attention, to be present, to really learn a bit about developing our mind in its potential to be present. Sounds pretty simple, just wake up every morning a little earlier and sit down, relax and breathe and bring to mind a day that will never come again and ask ourselves how we'd like to live it and develop ourselves so that we can be more present and engage in the days and moments of our lives. Though it sounds pretty simple on the outside, it can be an extremely difficult thing to actually engage in. And that's why I really have this passion about sitting down with you, so that we can together cultivate this habit to get past those little roadblocks, that tendency of letting that habitual mind just go back to the way it used to be, to put things off that we know that are truly important. So I just want to congratulate you and say job well done, pat on the back. We are doing this, and maybe not perfectly. Matter of fact, probably not perfectly. I know I was drifting the other day. The point is we're doing it. And that's the key, that we show up, that we give it our best. And simply showing up is pretty monumental in this particular activity, because that's the consistency. To build in a habit and a routine that's meaningful, that can create the conditions for you ultimately to live the lives that you choose to want to live consciously. So that's my little pep talk for this morning. I'm a little fired up, so I hope you are too. Well, let's go ahead and settle in. You'll see I'm in a different environment. I had to adjust my situations here so that can accommodate a guest. Well, this is pretty nice. So I invite you to adopt your posture of vigilance. Just take a moment to set your body straight. To, as a friend of mine would say, to sit nicely. And a mental posture of vigilance, one that says, I'm here to meditate. Now just take a little time to invite your awareness to descend into your body. Simply becoming aware of your body. Resting your awareness in what feels solid about your body. Now I invite you to take a moment to just give yourself permission. Permission to be here now. To relax and to breathe. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Give yourself permission to have the space and time to cultivate your attention, to prepare for the day. Essentially, give yourself permission. Be here now to meditate. Now I invite you to just take a moment to be real clear about your motivation, why you are here, taking the time to meditate. Now let's just take a little time to do a body scan, relaxing and releasing any tension that we find in our bodies. So bring your awareness now right up to the crown of your head. Let it rest there for a moment. And let that soothing balm of awareness flow from the crown of your head, slowly and methodically, all the way down to your chin, relaxing and releasing any tension it comes upon. Let that awareness flow down into your neck and into your shoulders. From your left shoulder, down the length of your left arm. Your right shoulder, down the length of your right arm. Bring your awareness into your upper torso and scan from your shoulders down to your waist. From your waist down your left leg, all the way to the sole of your left foot. From your waist all the way down your right leg, the sole of your right foot. Expand your awareness all the way through your whole body. Take a moment to check in. Any place that needs some attention, any place that it's tight. Just breathe into it, relax it. Exhale and release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax. And each out-breath an opportunity to let go. Letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. When you're ready, bring your awareness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Let your breath be natural, unmodified. Simply be a witness to the sensations that arise, the rise and fall of the breath. Again, pick the area that you'd like to focus on. And just rest your awareness there. Let that be your anchor. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Now I invite you to cultivate some peace and ease. You're familiar with this process, just letting go with the exhale and receiving an inhale that's nurturing, invigorating, filled with potential. Each in-breath, an opportunity to become the person you want to be. Each exhale, an opportunity to let go. Things that no longer serve you. Now I invite you to just take a moment to bring your attention to the day that is waiting for you. A day filled with opportunity. Filled with a chance to engage in your life in ways that you find meaningful to cultivate the seeds that you'd like to water in your life. This day will never come again. So I invite you to take a moment to bring that to mind. And then ask yourself, how would you like to participate in the precious gift that we call today? I invite you to send intention to just do your best today, to be as mindful as possible. To try to make choices that you find healthy and meaningful. To be gentle with yourself, to be gentle with others. Try to be aware of your breath as best you can. For it is a reminder of present moment that you're in, and it can be your anchor. When you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No hurries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly, gently. Well, thank you so much for sharing some time with me. I do hope you are finding it beneficial. And I look forward to our next opportunity, which more than likely will be tomorrow morning. Be well and be mindful.